Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And we're I Beat It First.
Yay!
Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. Nice.
That was a good one.
We got some good cracks in there.
My beer choice today is St. Archer Mosaic IPA. A little bit pumped for them. I like them a lot. So
I have some gin and soda.
Nice.
As well as a Dogfish 60 Minute.
Nice.
As well as some Oso coffee vodka straight.
Jesus. Thank God this is a...
I love that you say Jesus, and you have coffee vodka straight as well.
But only two similar beers, not three different drinks.
Yeah. Well, yes, this is true.
Yeah.
You gotta mix it up. You gotta keep everything, you know, going, you know, in you're not supposed to mix shit. I can do it though, because I don't get hangovers and people hate me for it.
This fucker over here is gonna be
So anybody that's listening to this podcast, we would like to apologize ahead of time for drunk Chris.
Yay! Drunk Chris.
Because Chris, like everybody else that watches soccer, realizes that you can't watch soccer without getting belligerently wasted.
No, you can't. You can't do it.
This is the only time that Chris will admit that soccer is boring.
It's not boring. You just gotta really get really, really drunk.
No, that means that it's boring.
Also, special edition, we are live recording all three of us together for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, since your house with your wife.
Oh, yeah, since the drunk-pocalypse or whatever. Oh, man.
The drunk-pod-calypse?
Ooh!
No. Ooh, pun time!
Oh, God, that should have been the fucking title.
Drunk-pod-calypse, that is the title now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I already had another thing that I was going to like try and plug to make the title, but no, that's it. Drunk-pod-calypse.
Love it. Love you, buddy.
Oh, look, he's got the PlayStation Zox band on too.
I do.
Aww.
And bloody t-shirt,
dude. It is.
Woo!
That thing has seen better days, man. I don't think any of my Zox bands have quite the pull mark right there as yours does.
A Zox band is an elastic band that you can have for whatever display purposes that you want. They're pretty cool. Eric's company uses a lot of them. PlayStation uses them for their tickets as admission into their showcase at E3.
Yep.
Which we have talked about before.
And then they don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't actually do anything with it. It's the funny thing is that you can actually put an RFID tag in it and you can use it for all sorts of shit at your venue or whatever it is that you're doing, and Sony does nothing with it.
Yes.
It's all right. They don't care. They get paid.
Yeah. And now there's just some dude still wearing it. So
yep. Hey, so if you go to Zox.LA, which we have talked about before, you can order a bunch of weird ass designs. Some of them look cool. Some of them are weird, and they have like a Mona Lisa on it, which I got in a grab bag once. Not on right now.
Of course
you
do.
It is. I think it's been worn once, just to put it on, and it's now sitting on the dresser, along with all the other ones. Oh, and first beer is gone for Jason.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, so we teased about this on our Facebook page, but Chris and I got in an argument about whether or not there are things that are sacred and should not be touched. I am looking at Chris right now and telling him that he's a fucking asshole and things are sacred.
Nope.
And should not be touched.
There's nothing sacred.
All right, before we get into this argument, I want to get Jason's opinion on this. Jason, is anything sacred?
In the realm of video games, anime, movies, anything that has to do with that kind of stuff?
In the realm of entertainment.
In the realm of entertainment, nothing is sacred.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
No. Fuck you both. All right.
I don't give a fuck. Now, I can definitely hate on anyone making, like, whatever they want to do. Like, I think what sparked this whole thing was Cowboy Bebop being done up like Hero Academia, right?
Other way around. My Hero Academia being done up like Cowboy Bebop.
Whatever. But, like, mm-hmm. So that's fine and dandy, but I can hate on whatever, like, art source or anything that they're wanting to do. But I'm not going to, like, be like, fuck them for even pretending to change their art style.
Well, okay, so the whole thing was, is I sat there and I'm like, I really want to like this, but I also really hate this, but I really like it, but I really hate this. Like, I've never really been so far on spectrums as this, as looking at this one image of all the My Hero Academia people done in a lineup and dressed up as Cowboy Bebop. And it might have been forgivable, except they dressed up that stupid purple lump piece of shit as Ayn.
He's not only one of the best characters in My Hero Academia, but also that was hilarious because who else would be the dog? Because he's a dog.
Yeah. No, smack. You get a smack for that shit.
No, you get a high five.
So basically, you're wrong. I'm right. Nothing sacred.
Actually, no, you're wrong because we did get comments on Facebook that were
and nothing was sacred.
No, and they were saying that things were sacred and
no, nothing.
And actually,
they
believe
they said nothing was sacred.
Sean said that he was not aware that anything was sacred, and then there was a giant tirade after that about Ghostbusters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like everything that Hollywood has raped in the last 2 years.
And Hollywood would rape everything, but
yes,
and does.
But yes, I think that shit should be sacred.
No, shit should be left alone.
Yes,
but
and
not
it is
sacred.
It's not sacred.
Akira? Yeah, who gives a shit? You have that T-shirt
Akira
that's cloud.
But do you want to see a remake of Akira?
Yeah.
And fuck you for that.
Sure. Yeah, fuck you for that. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to this bullshit.
I mean, that's really what started.
You fucking millennial. No, that's what got the string of gifts. That's what started the string of gifts of fuck you, you're dead to me. Was that you said Akira was not good.
No, it's good. It's not great.
It's great.
It's overrated.
Only because you were born in the 90s.
Fucking millennial. God damn it, dude.
We're all millennials.
No.
It all depends on
who's saying what. I am like the one that's the borderline one.
As long as we can all complain about baby boomers the same, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with baby boomers?
I'm just kidding.
What, you think a baby boomer is listening to this podcast besides your parents?
Yeah, hi, yes. Mom and Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, actually, Dad.
Actually, hi,
not
Dad.
My mom and Dad. His mom and dad.
I highly doubt they even know that this exists. But
I know that your dad does.
Just
because we talked about it at New Year's.
Oh, that's
he actually brought it up.
Oh, God.
But I'm pretty sure that your mom probably doesn't, but she was sick on New Year's, so I couldn't ask her. I'm pretty sure Jenny doesn't know.
Probably
not. Oh, God.
But
poor
hi, Jenny, if you do.
Hi, Jenny.
You're the best.
Your food.
Yeah, your food is great. Chris loves your chicken strips. You know, all the beige stuff.
Really,
nothing with real color.
Anything she cooks is great.
Nothing green. But you don't eat anything green, though, so.
I do, actually. Spinach quiche, bitch.
Spinach.
Spinach.
Overcooked spinach. Quiche. Overcooked spinach. So, spinach encased in cheese and eggs is
with
the
bread.
Vegetables that you get. Yeah, and bread for a crust.
So good.
In case you haven't noticed, yes, Chris is a doughboy. He's a little bit doughy. He's not giant, though, which is great.
Yes.
I'm very happy about that. None of us are giant, thankfully.
No. We're all gamers, though. We have that physique of a person that does a podcast and drinks beer on that podcast.
Yes.
We look exactly like that type of person.
I think that we call that dad bod.
Dad bod? Dad bod.
Except I'm the only dad here, so we've got a problem. All right, so anywho, so that we can get to some actual game talk, because...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
video games.
Video games.
Holy shit.
Yeah, video games. Fuck. What the fuck, man? Video games?
Who does that?
No one plays video games, right?
No.
Do I? I don't play video games. Do you play video games?
Not really.
Yeah, I know that Jason doesn't play any video
the least
games
of
whatsoever.
Anybody, yes.
So, you know, that we don't have to talk about that. So let's talk about crocheting.
And ooh,
knitting.
And flowers.
Yeah. Ooh, and flowers. Oh my God.
Flower crochets.
I got the best flowers for Shannon for Valentine's Day. You know, the morning of. Like a real man.
Oh, I gave Sarah her flowers about 4 days in advance and just said, here you go.
Flowers. Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Well, Shannon made the mistake of saying that I was predictable once. That I hand delivered flowers to her office too much,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to be less predictable, and I needed to do unpredictable things.
Handling flowers?
Yeah, her opinion on that was that, you know, unpredictable things was like edible arrangements and whatnot. No. You want unpredictable? I'll give you unpredictable. She got a bouquet of unicorns one year. Thank you, ThinkGeek. That one was awesome. Got delivered right on Valentine's Day. Opened it up. Everybody in the office went, oh. And then she messaged me. I'm like, you said you wanted unpredictable. And then she couldn't complain about anything ever again.
Nope. Dumb.
You're dumb. Fuck you. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we'll start with Chris. Let's go for it. Chris, let's get your drunken talk about, what is it you've been playing?
Well, I've been playing a couple games, actually.
A couple?
A couple.
Why don't you tell us about us?
Why don't you tell us about those games?
Yeah. Originally, I was playing a 10-year-old game called Titan Quest.
Okay. Yes.
It's basically, it's similar to, you know, like Diablo. It's a great fucking game. I've been playing that for, I played probably about 10 hours of that till, you know, Tuesday kind of came around. They're like, oh, hey, guess what? A new game's out.
And what game is that, Chris?
A game I did a Kickstarter on. It's a...
A what?
Kickstarter.
Kickstarter?
Kickstarter.
A Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Oh my god. You guys deserve each other.
A Kickstarter. Okay, so you did a Kickstarter for...
Say the name of the game.
Oh my god, I can't remember the name of the game. It's Kingdom Come Deliverance. And the microphone's going away now. All right, so Jason, what have you been playing this week?
You need to keep playing that game so you can tell us about it when you're sober. Yes.
Yeah, actually, you do need to keep playing it because of the fact that you told us that you're only 9 hours into it, so that's not really a lot from what I've seen of that game. That game is apparently super deep.
Yes, it's super, super deep. It's a lot of fun, though. It's... super fucking deep.
Super deep.
But they did improve on it a lot since we played E3.
Nice.
When we talked about it. So it's actually, right now, really fucking good. Story is really, really good. That's pretty much what's keeping going, is the story. It's completely opposite from Titan Quest, where like Titan Quest is, yeah, you're going to kill a bunch of people. Not a lot of story. Here, with this one, you're lost story. Not a lot of combat.
Well, this is supposed to be an accurate historical representation of what life was back in, what year was it?
It's like 1400
Hungary. 1492 or something like that, yeah. So, I mean, it's more accurate stylings where, you know, you're not just going to be running around solo, slaying hundreds of people all by yourselves. Where battles are, hey, you get 2-3 kills and survive, you're a fucking champion.
Yeah. So you're telling me it's not Dynasty Warriors.
It's not Dynasty Warriors. And if you remember from E3, it's a little bit more than just Press X.
Yes, so, it's quite a bit more than Press X. Yes.
Very technically complicated. There's a lot of stuff to it. I'm very excited to see you play a little bit more of it and get us some more information on it and see a review, hopefully, from it.
You know, when you're sober.
When you're sober.
More sober,
I mean, okay, so I will say this. We do routinely record this podcast drunk.
Yes.
Chris is uber drunk right now. almost to the point to where it would be either Jason and I record this or we record it tomorrow. And I'm going to be really fucking full from the Renaissance Festival tomorrow.
Are you going to Renfair tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Do you want to come?
Hell no. I mean, don't get me wrong. Renaissance Festival is fun. All good stuff. Yeah, I see
I'm bringing
your
dragon. The dragon.
I see your dragon. That's like 80% the reason why I don't want to go. But it's one of those things that I can only do like maybe once every 5 years type thing. I'm at my 5-year limit right now.
I was going to say, when was the last time you went?
It's been 5 years, but I'm just...
So just you want to go with Ronan.
That would be kind of fun to go with a kid and have someone be like...
How
stars
about
in
going
their eyes
with...
type stuff.
Three kids.
Yeah, okay, have fun, Eric. Good luck. Have fun.
No, yeah, we're taking Ronan and our friends Tara and Ken, and their kids are coming with us as well, too.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Not jealous. I'll play some video games instead. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I did a shit ton of work over the 2 weeks. Finally wrapped up the newest rendition of Mercenary Kings, the Reloaded Edition.
Oh, did you beat it, beat it?
Beat it, beat it.
You finally
yes!
beat it?
Yeah,
finally beat it. Took forever because the
as you said, the end game was brutal.
Dude, the difficulty just ramps up like crazy. You have to get a little bit more grindy towards the end, which I kind of wasn't really expecting for, but it did add a little bit more playtime to the game. I was more or less excited to be able to play it and just play on. For you don't know, it's another Kickstarter game, actually, and it's based off of Metal Slug, old school shoot 'em up from, Neo Geo days.
Yeah.
Arcade style. And so you have a lot of the same pitfalls as that, where it's the real mushy controls and basic combat features and cheap bosses and enemies. But that's what you're going for. The main highlights, though, is that it's really customizable. Every enemy drops stuff, and that you collect the items that you can build your own armor, your own weapons, and stuff like that. You can get from the most basic, like little like machine guns, all the way up to ridiculous fur rocket launchers that have a cat on them. You know, it's just ridiculous stuff that I can get to. Looks like Metal Slug, the ultra gory, which is kind of fun, and it's all cartoony.
What's the cat rocket launcher called?
Oh, God, it's like...
is it called the Pussy Launcher?
No, I wish.
Oh, it should be called the Pussy Launcher.
It's like Fur Auto or something like that, like instead of Full Auto. Yeah, it's
I'll give you two thumbs up on that one. That's pretty
good.
Two paws up. That's pretty good.
I'm probably pulling it out of my ass. I don't remember what it's called at all. But
if it was Fur Auto, that's awesome. If it wasn't Fur Auto, it should be Fur Auto.
It was cat punny, whatever it was. But
Fur Auto.
Ooh. But there's a lot to do with it. Multiplayer added on a lot more aspects to it that I liked a whole lot. The updates that they made, while subtle, I did enjoy. It felt less grindy at the beginning. Obviously, towards the end, it did get grindy where you had to go back and find exactly the piece you wanted. Nothing's worse than playing a level that you're just like, I just want to find one fucking item.
Oh, and you have to play through this whole Mega Man thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I missed one key item in this area, and I have to go through the entire level 8 times to find the secret entrance to find
it. Not even the secret entrance, it's RNG. So you're waiting for a secret
drop. It's that. Yeah. It's even worse than Mega Man.
Yeah.
Because, like, Mega Man X, I remember, it's like you would go through and you're like, oh, I don't have these power-ups. It's somewhere in these 3 levels. And then you have to search the entire fucking level.
Well, and then what also my other big complaint would be is that all of the missions have a time limit on them.
Mm.
And
it'll be
anywhere from, like, a couple minutes to 30 minutes. And you just know that you're going to be going for that long amount of time.
But if you're trying to search for something,
you wanted a longer level.
Right.
Yeah.
They also did a pretty good job curtailing that, because at the end of the level, if you didn't find the item, usually the little shopkeeper would change their inventory to stuff that was in the level you were just at. So you could try, usually, but you had to at least beat that level. And only sometimes. Like, if it was a rare item, you're fucked. You have to go back and try to find it a few times. Also, the other thing is there's only, like, 5 maps. And each level will be on a different part of that map, but there's also a bigger level that'll be the whole map. But you're seeing only 5 different really areas in the entire game, which is kind of repeaty a little bit. I mean, it's a download game, indie game, so I wasn't expecting like a full $60 experience out of anything. But when you're getting to grinding already, seeing the same places, hearing the same music over and over again, which is a great score, they did a great job personifying and grabbing the 90s music, MIDI style sounding music, but it just got a little bit on the grindy there at the end, and I was just super glad to see those credits roll. The other game that I played in betwixt was Lost Legacy, finally, the Uncharted game, which was obviously Spark, complete opposite in graphic spectrum.
You have
the highest graphics available right now in HDR and all just like that, versus the pixelated graphics of a Metal Slug clone. So Lost Legacy, however, was a lot of fun. I delayed on picking it up so much because I thought Thief's End was such a perfect ending to the Uncharted series.
Lost Legacy is the one with the chicks,
with
right?
Chloe,
Yeah, and okay, so I didn't play the third one, so I guess I can't speak very well on this, but I didn't really like her very much.
Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's more in the second one than in the third one.
Okay.
But
I didn't like her very much in the second one, so if she's not very much in the third one, then that didn't change my attitude for her.
And that's fine. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, too. I was just like,
although
you know,
she's
such
a hot Latin chick.
She is. I'll be honest with you, I didn't pick it up because I was less excited about it. I was like, I don't really care too much about
like
the two
most
characters.
Of us.
Yeah, I was like, there's not much going on there that's motivating me to get into it. I thought the Thief's End was a perfect ending to the series, so I was like, I have no desire to jump into anything new. But I will say, man, like, go play it. It is so well worth your time. They did a great job of really what it was, just like, all right, let's take everything that we've learned across these last four games and comprise it into one game. Like, they did everything that was great across all four titles, all compressed into one solid game. That's only 10 chapters long. It's not a full, like, long game.
It's a short game.
I beat it in 12 hours. And
that's short for for Uncharted, not the first game.
Uncharted was around, usually around 20 hours. Oh, I played on Crushing, too, which is the hardest difficulty. So
Of course.
You could probably beat it in sub 10 hours if you weren't playing on Crushing.
Of
you know, like a good gamer like I am. Anyway, it's, whoops.
Dude, God, dude. I'm
knocking
God
over beer it. Everywhere. It's, it's empty.
My wood floors.
Oh,
yeah.
I enjoyed the crap out of it. They did a lot that comprised into it. I still had those magical moments where I'm just like, holy shit, and cracking up, and like, just like, I can't believe that just happened. It was just fun.
So the comedy was still there, even though it wasn't Drake.
It wasn't so much the comedy. It was just the round-robin action of all the stuff that had unbelievable
stunts. Well, you said you were cracking up, so
like,
I figured laughing.
Just cracking up at like what was happening. Like, holy fuck. Fuck, this is going on. Like, I really don't want to go into it too much just because it would be such a spoiler because that's what was so great. I also didn't really want to take a lot of screenshots when I was playing because so much of the game is how goddamn gorgeous it is. Like, every single inch of that game is a vista you can stand at.
It
and, like,
or she.
It. it was phenomenal, beautiful, well-crafted, fun. It didn't do anything new, which would probably be the biggest gripe I have, but for a $15 game now...
But it fixed, like, pretty much everything for the last four games.
Right. Well, it didn't fix... It just brought together everything from the last four games. So it had elements from everything while saying, like, open world concept, great chase scenes. There's even a goddamn train again. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on that made it a lot more fun, a lot entertaining, of just comprising everything into one solid Uncharted experience, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Nice.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
How about you, Eric? Playing any games?
Well, so as we talked about on the last one, I beat Persona 5. And then I started New Game Plus for Persona 5. Yay! So I'm through Kamoshida, and, and I'm now onto the artist. However, I did start other games. So I started Fee, which came out on Friday.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of up there. Okay, so it's not like the greatest graphical game at all, like by any stretch. It's all polygons. It's polygons, bright lights, low lights, and that's pretty much what it is. It's really weird. It's a tiny ass little. I don't know what the fuck it even is. It's like an alien. You can't quite figure out what it is. But it runs around and it uses harmonics to communicate with other animals and plant life and so on and so forth.
The fuck is this?
Have
a
you
Switch
not
game?
Seen
is
anything?
This a Switch game?
It's PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
No,
it's
I haven't
all
seen
of them.
Thing about this.
Oh, dude. Okay, so here's the funny thing: is that everybody else, pretty much that I've talked to, when they saw it, they thought that the name of it was Iron because it's F, like capital F, lowercase e.
F-E, so yeah.
F-E, Iron. And apparently, no, it's Fee.
Elemental.
I talked about it in the office. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to download Fee. And they're like, wait, you're downloading what? And I'm like, Fee, F-E. And like, I thought that was Iron. Like, everybody thinks that it's Iron and not that. Or at least every nerd. Every nerd that knows periodic table. Anywho, but yeah, so it's basically climbing around, you're in a forest and you're combating these giant one-eyed beings that are attacking the forest and they're attacking the animals and you can't fucking get hit at all. Like if they spot you and they hit you for more than a half a second, you're dead. So you have to really go around and you have to be very stealthily with your movements. You have to befriend a lot of the animals, you have to learn their language, you have to do all sorts of stuff in order to do it. It's pretty fun. I'm about two languages in on the game. The bad part is that Ronan has been watching me play it, and he is now mimicking the little wolf, coyote, whatever the fuck you want to call it thing. And which yeah. is what you have to do in the game to adjust the harmonics on it. Nah, we're fine. But anyways, so far it's a solid game. Yeah. It's really fun. It's pretty hard. Controls are they're adequate. I mean, they're not great, but they're not like horrible controls. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things that you have to do as far as jumping from tree to tree and stuff like that. Sometimes it doesn't work very well. But for the most part, it actually works pretty well. So I like that game a lot. The other game that I've been playing is one that came up because I was given a topic for You're Wrong Because Reasons. And I was like, oh, I played that game for about a hot minute. And I probably should play that game again. So no. I've been playing that game.
Nice. Probably get more of that later on, huh?
Yes. Yeah. We'll get more of that later on. Spoiler alert, it's number 5. But it's a very good game, but it's number 5. So you'll get that right away. Other than that, I started watching Altered Carbon last night.
Dude!
Oh! Such a good show!
Such a good show. How far are you?
I finished it.
You finished it?
I finished it.
You finished it? Oh, God. Yeah. I was watching it today, and Shannon and Ronan went
nudity.
Off for a... so much nudity.
So much nudity.
Shannon and Ronan went off for a play date with one of Ronan's classmates, and then I was watching it, and all of a sudden, like, I heard them come in, and I'm like, stop, exit, and I'm like, nope. Because it was the elevator scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah,
just yeah. blood the, yeah. everywhere.
Yeah. Flesh is torn out of her.
Oh, God. Dude, that weapon was nuts. Okay, so yeah. Altered Carbon is like super way into the future.
Yeah. It's Blade Runner stuff.
Yes. But it's more than Blade Runner. Blade Runner is like 2050.
Right.
It's like hundreds of years in the future.
Yes.
Because... the main character, they started off and he dies and then it's 250 years beyond him. Mm-hmm. And he's already way into the future. So this show is awesome.
It's great.
I love it a lot. It's really, really good.
It's a sci-fi Game of Thrones if Game of Thrones was more kick-ass.
Yes. If Game of Thrones moved faster... this is exactly what
you can't blink in this.
This is pretty much about like 3 seasons worth of Game of Thrones in one season as far as action goes. And as far as movement, I mean, there's so much stuff that has just happened in the 5 episodes or so that I've watched of it that it's insane.
Yeah, I really want to read the book.
Books?
Yeah.
I think it's books.
I think it's books.
Books.
Yeah.
Books, well, I just want to start with one because if it's garbage like Game of Thrones is, then I'll stop right there. The books? I can't stand the books of Game of Thrones.
Books are great.
I've never actually heard anything wrong with the books.
Oh,
the
God.
One thing that I can say about the books is I tried downloading an Audible version of the books, and the guy was talking like this, and then the man said this.
Oh, God.
And then the man said this, but the man said this. And the man said this! And I was like, nope, I can't do this. I'm like, I can't do this at all.
I listened to an Audible.
Wrong.
Wait, what? Wait, what? Huh?
What is this wrong? Just trying to do Audible.
Oh, Audible. Audible is just wrong. Yeah. If you could not understand Drunk Chris, Audible is just wrong. But that's the same thing as I tried downloading, because I was reading Cryptonomicon for years. Mm. It's a very dry read, and it's really hard to, especially somebody who doesn't read a lot. But really wanted to finish this book. It's a really good book, but it's a super dry read.
Dude, I finished Shogun, and that's a dry-ass read.
Oh, do you want to read Cryptonomicon next?
No,
I've told you what
that.
It's about.
I know what that's about, yeah.
But no, Cryptonomicon is about World War II cryptology and 1990s cryptology and the birth of cryptocurrency. That's what the book is about.
Mm-hmm. So Atari... bringing out cryptocurrency is akin to
Cryptonomicon.
World War II.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. But it's super dry, but it's a really good book. The problem is the guy, Neal Stephenson, is a really detailed writer. So he literally has like an entire chapter about the inner workings of a pipe organ in a fucking church.
Right. And that's
So the problem that I had with that, though, is that I downloaded that portion, which was like the sample chapter for it, was him going through the reader going through the pipe organ section. Ugh. And it sounded like somebody reading a fucking engineering manual to me. So and I was like, nope, I can't do it. Can't do it. Nope, nope, nope. I'm just going to read it myself.
It's like Tom Clancy books, too. It's yes. just like, hey, we're going to talk about this tank that's coming over to attack you, but we're going to go in for like three chapters about how this tank works.
The only book that I think that I could listen to is Welcome to Night Vale, and it devours.
Oh.
Because they're when they did the audiobooks, they had Cecil Baldwin do the reading. And he's the normal guy that does the podcast for Welcome to Night Vale. So I pretty much could handle that for it. And the books read a lot the way that they write it. I'm like almost all the way completed with Welcome to Night Vale, the first book, which is insanely crazy. Yeah. It's so weird. If you haven't listened to Welcome to Night Vale, I unfortunately am all 100% caught up. I listened to 7 years worth of podcasts in a month and a half. I have a long drive. I have a long drive in and out of the office. So I listen to a lot of stuff. That's how I got up with the Adventure Zone in like 5 months.
Yeah, I got caught up on that.
Actually, I think it was less than, I think it was like 3 months. But yeah, so Welcome to Night Vale is another great one. I mean, I have no problem plugging podcasts because there's a lot of really good podcasts out there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Night Vale, The Adventure Zone, My Brother and Me. We Got This with Mark and Hal is actually really good. That one, it's one that I've even gotten Shannon to listen to, and she starts like chiming in like, what the fuck? That's stupid. Because it's two guys just arguing about what's better.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. Yeah.
The latest one I was listening to is Krispy Kreme versus Dunkin' Donuts.
Bah. They're both garbage, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Donuts, though, which one would you go for?
I think I'd go Dunkin'.
Yeah, Dunkin'?
Dunkin'.
Yep.
All right, if I want a chocolate cake donut, I'm going Dunkin'. If I want a glazed donut, I'm going Krispy Kremes.
There's your problem right there. Who the fuck wants just a glazed donut?
Sometimes you want one.
Nope.
Sometimes you want one. But what's your favorite donut?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake with frosting on it, right?
Or the coffee one. The ones that are just the coffee, and then you have the coffee there with you.
Oh, coffee, cake, yeah. Those ones
where
are
just,
good.
It's just cake. It's not like even a flavored cake to it. It's just the cake. No glaze. Dip that sumbitch in some coffee. I'd be 500 pounds easy.
I think at this point we're about wrong because you're...
But no, we want to hear what your donut want is. What's your donut want? Is it Dunkin' or Krispy Kreme?
Dunkin'.
Dunkin'?
Yeah.
You said that already.
But you're wrong because reasons.
Chris is drunk.
I'm drunk, dude.
First off, who's the captain of this ship?
You.
I'm the captain.
You're wrong.
I'm the captain now.
You're wrong.
I'm surprised you didn't go, do you know the way or something?
Yeah, I know. All right, so as Chris said, it's time for You Were Wrong Because Reasons. You were wrong. You were wrong because reasons.
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 Yay!
All right. Holy shit.
Oh, wait, oh. Chris, can you just sing the whole... Can you just sing the whole theme song?
Like, just put do it right all here yourself. In the microphone. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Reasons.
That may or may not have been cut out of this. If it was cut out of this, you missed something fucking hilarious. If it wasn't cut out of this, I'm sorry.
And there goes our viewership. Or listening ship.
Wait.
You mean six people?
All six of them.
All six of them. All right, so...
No, I'll do it.
All right, you go ahead and do it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm going to, because you talk way too much. So, this week is Eric's turn, and we gave him Metroidvania games. These are games that are based off of that playstyle of Metroid or Castlevania from back in the days.
Yes.
Basically, what this is the type of game where you start off with nothing, and then you go through and unlock certain areas by finding more and more abilities, items, weapons, whatever, that allow you to progress further in the map. A lot of back and forth tracking, exploring is what the main aspect is. And really one of my favorite all type of gameplay types. So I'm really excited to see what Eric says, because I have a lot of examples of why he's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Eric, number 5, please.
You sound right.
Yeah.
I will say that 2 through 5 might be wrong. Number 1 is fucking spot on. And if you say anything different, you're a fucking dickbag.
I know exactly that you're wrong, so go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that you know what my number one is on this.
I do, and that's how I know you're wrong.
Oh, no, there's absolutely no way that my number one is wrong on this. All right, so number five is, as I alluded to a little bit earlier, is Axiom Verge, which I had played it for like a hot minute. Going through, I was like, oh, I did play that game, but I didn't play it very much. I only played it for probably about an hour. So I re-downloaded it on the Switch, and it's a good game.
Yeah,
if I were to say it's a solid game. If you wanted something that was a modern take on a Metroidvania game, the ability to shoot in multiple angles, the ability to jump up and down and do all sorts of stuff, and have a bunch of different weaponry, it's a great game. It does have some issues to where it's basically either super fucking easy or insanely fucking hard. Like, it's just all over the place. There's no easy ramp up of anything for it. I had one boss that I think I died like 20 times on.
Easy.
It was the second boss. I died like 20 times trying to beat it.
Easy to do. Axiom Verge, if I were to say in the last like 10 years, that'd be like my number five too.
Stop looking at my list of shit that's just right here. This list is not in any order, by the way.
Okay, good.
It's just a list of games that I was like, I played this game, and I played this game, and I played this game, and I played this game. My fourth choice.
Oh, yeah, number four.
There we go. All right. Is going to be... this one, apparently, on the internet, is a hot topic as to where this would sit in the list. But I'm going to go with Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
Good game.
Yeah.
Solid. It's actually a really good setup for it. It was a really good evolution of the game type itself in general. So I think that this probably sits pretty well. There's one thing that I would say is that the earlier games of all of them, as far as like Metroid and Castlevania, mm-hmm. really, because, you know, I'm 36, I'm old. they hold like a stranglehold,
right,
on my childhood of things. Mm-hmm. So
it's called Metroidvania for a reason.
Yes, yeah. but those ones hold a stranglehold, and it's really hard to pull something away from those. So this game was solid. It was really, really good. It had all the same mechanics for it, with just basically an updated graphical interface.
Cool. Simon's Quest isn't on your list, right? Simon's Quest better not be on your list. You're stupid. All right, number three.
Number three. Castlevania Simon's Quest.
Oh my god. So stupid. I didn't even see it on the list. I swear to god. That is so dumb.
I actually really liked it because they fixed a lot of the issues that they had in the original Castlevania.
Pure barf.
I played the original Castlevania a lot when I was younger, and then I played Simon's Quest, and they fixed a lot of the issues. Story-wise, it wasn't the greatest, but fixing a lot of the collision portions, the jumping, there were a lot of mechanical things that really got fixed between generations on the NES that made it so that it was a better game.
There's only one thing that was good about Simon's Quest.
What's that?
And that was their jump attack. It was the only good thing about that game.
But there were so many things in that were just tweaks from the original Castlevania, which was an awesome game.
No. No. That game had so many problems. I'm sorry. I disagree. But we'll get to that later, because you're an idiot.
Yeah. We'll get into the you're wrong part.
Yeah.
Number two, I actually had a really big struggle on this, because I thought that I couldn't put both of these games in the top five. It's like one had to be removed because they're so similar. Metroid or Super Metroid? And I went with Super Metroid.
Yeah, that's an obvious choice.
Mm-hmm. Metroid was a fucking amazing game.
Yes.
Super Metroid was orgasmic.
Right.
Super Metroid it took everything that they did. They didn't fuck anything up. They kept it going. And that's really what the new DS game is based off of too, is Super Metroid.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like saying the same thing with like, hey, you take the original Zelda, which is a great game, but you take it, put it on the Super Nintendo, and make... Oh, fuck, what was the title of that one?
A Link to the Past.
Link's Awakening. I was like, no, that was the Game Boy one.
The Game Boy one.
But anyway, that one is the one that everyone remembers and has fond memories of, just because it was such... the same type of game and stuff like that, but they did such a better job.
I actually fought really hard as to whether or not I could put Zelda 2 on this.
I Am Air?
It's very similar. It is very similar in its gameplay. Zelda 2 is super similar in that. And I didn't want to get into a huge-ass argument of, like, you're a fucking idiot for throwing this in. That doesn't partake in that, and blah, 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 blah. But Zelda was very much a Metroid-type game. The only difference is that you left the building and had to go to new buildings.
Right.
For it. But the play style for it is completely different than any of the Zelda game.
Yeah.
And it's very much a Metroidvania game. It's just feeling. A hybrid of a Metroidvania game and a more of an RPG.
And a sloppy mess.
It was a hot mess. Yeah. A super hot mess. But I loved the shit out of that game. I played that game for summers.
I remember thinking it looks so good.
Oh, it looks so realistic. Yeah. It looks so good. I remember thinking Final Fantasy VII looked super realistic. We've talked about that on this podcast before.
VII still looks dope. Come on.
It's good. It's good. I mean, the art itself for the backgrounds. Yes. That's the big thing. It's the backgrounds, the world map, everything like that. If you get into characters, not so much. Yeah. All right. So we're going to get into number one, which I know that Jason's like, fuck you. This game is not that great. Mm-hmm. Number one, though, is Salt and Sanctuary. It is the greatest Metroidvania game that you can play. Mm. I don't give a fuck what you say. This game is awesome because it is a Metroidvania type game mixed with fucking
Dark Souls.
Yes.
Dark Souls. There you go.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you,
Dark Souls. You're welcome. Save it there. The reason why I would argue so much against it is I would put it's more akin to Dark Souls than it is to a Metroidvania
game. But the actual story, or not the story, but the progression throughout it is a Metroidvania game. It is 2D.
Sure.
It is all congruent.
Sure.
You don't leave anywhere for it. Every map continues. It is a continuous map. Come on, admit it.
Nope.
That it fits all the criteria of a Metroidvania game.
Metroidvania game to me though is just a style of yeah, like exploration and unlocking with as you continue on with stuff. And I get that.
You beat a boss, you get weapons.
Salt and Sanctuary. No, hear me out. Yeah, Salt and Sanctuary has it, but you can make the same argument then for Dark Souls. You know, it's just like no, that's not what
but
it is to me.
The other thing within that is it has to be a 2D side scroller.
Why does it have to? I would say that Metroid Prime is a great Metroidvania game.
Nope.
Yep.
Because that
follows the idea of exploration. You get stuff and unlock other areas with your stuff.
That would actually be great. Except I removed all of those games from my list because they're first person and they are not side scrollers.
Fair enough. I am okay
that is
with that.
The standard. And I had to look at this. I'm like the standardized setup for it is that it has to be a side scroller, which is perfectly fine in my opinion.
Yep.
Hilariously enough, and I had to. Do a poll at the office on this because it came up as like an argument point when I was Google searching it. Is some of the Mega Man games possibly could be considered a Metroidvania game? Some of them. It was like Mega Man Zero and a couple other ones, and there were actual arguments on GameFAQs and a lot of other websites as to whether or not they could. And I was like, yep, I'm not going to put that in there because it's too controversial. I want to be a traditional Metroidvania side scroll third person.
If you count it only as a side scroll, then I'm fine with that. The ones that I'm going to yell at you about for not including.
I know one of them because you sent it in the group chat.
I did, like an idiot. Which was one of my favorites.
Like a moron. And I tried to keep from looking at it, except we were having so many technical issues that it ended up coming up on my TV.
That's right, you never even played the game, so it doesn't matter.
I did not play the game.
Exactly.
So, right, again, and we are only allowed to rate games that we played.
100%. 100%.
Yep. So
that's all right.
So Jason has a list, and let's hear this list of why I'm a dick.
You are a dick, and because I've played.
But beyond these, I'm a dick beyond these games. But
well, yes, just period. I think we can say, but
pyramid.
Period.
Pyramid.
Your actual vaginal period is the reason why you're such
a pyramid. It's a pyramid. Vagina.
So, I will say, however, props to Axiom Verge. That was going to be my number five, if anything, just because, yes, it was you hit it square on the head and with the difficulty. Because,
The peaks and valleys of difficulty.
I remember,
too.
Like, the third or second to last boss. I was just like, fuck, how am I even getting through here?
Oh,
and it was, like,
God.
One of the easiest boss battles in the entire game. I was just like, that was easier than, like, the second boss, like you were saying.
The second boss was fucking nuts.
And so it was just like, yeah. But it was all over the place. But it was a fun game, nonetheless. Yeah. The visuals, they got it all right. It was fantastic.
The only thing I had about, the only problem I had about that, and that I didn't touch on it, is that they tried too much to make it feel like an
old
NES
game. Yep.
To where there actually got to be a point to where it slowed down.
I feel like they limited
because it was deleting a frame and then adding a frame at the beginning and the end. And you could see it happening on the screen. And I know it was not a hardware limitation on
obviously,
anything
yeah.
for it. It was just something that they added in. And
they were going for the feel.
The glitching was awesome.
Yes.
The glitching was great. But some of the portions that they added in were just a little too over the top, in my opinion. Anyways, go.
I'll give that. The one I shared in the group chat was Shadow Complex, which was a more a current one, started from the scratch. It was more near future, where it was like you're fighting against the Russians and you had to get different weapons. It was purely Metroid, like carbon copy through and through, except you're playing as a dude. And it was a lot of fun. It was fantastic. One of my favorite.
For those
games.
Of you that don't know, Samus Aran is a chick.
If you don't know Samus Aran is a chick, and you're listening to this goddamn podcast, you have other problems
yeah.
going on.
The best part is that growing up, though, when you found out that Samus was
Dude,
a chick,
when her
that was like the
exploded.
Biggest fucking thing.
Yeah.
The armor comes off, chick,
yeah.
boom.
Long blonde hair comes out all of a sudden. Yep. You're just like, what? Mind blown.
My God, that dude's got long hair.
I didn't know I was playing as a Viking.
Oh my God, I'm in a hairband.
My wild card was Apatheon, which was the Greek art style one, where it played like you're all on a Greek art like look. Like, whatever, I don't even know how to describe it.
Downloaded it. Never yeah. actually played it.
Dude, it's really fun. Like, they did a great job with
Probably
it.
Probably should have played it.
You really should. Like, go get it. It was on PS Plus. So, yep. Go get it again, because if you've downloaded it once, you can get it again. And it's really fun. I mean, they did a great job. The mechanics behind it, the weapons, it's all based on that same art style. And normally, I'm not a big fan of those artsy-fartsy ones, where it's just like, well, it's all about how it looks and how it plays. Looking at you, Unfinished Swan, your game was boring, and you should feel bad. but it
what
was,
about Journey?
Journey was fine.
Oh, okay.
It was entertaining enough, even though it was artsy-fartsy. Unfinished Swan, horrible. Just like, Or Gone Home. What type of person likes that game? It's just like, I just want to walk around and then hit X at certain times. Like, I get the walking explorers, like the Vanishing mm-hmm. Ethan, and then that one that was about the Rapture and stuff like that. I can't remember the name of it. Those are at least
Everyone's
intriguing.
Everyone's Gone with the Rapture?
Yeah, that one.
Right.
Those are at least intriguing because it's the storyline. But, oh man, Unfinished Swan is just like, hey, walk, and then we'll talk to you sometimes. That just bugged the shit out of me. Anyway.
Those people are the ones that eat salad for lunch.
They're the Getty images of people eating salad and laughing. That's who those people are. Apatheon, anyway, phenomenal. And my number one.
Every once in a while, I like a good salad.
And salads are great, man.
I'm just going to throw that out
gotta,
there.
Gotta love them. Gotta love them. They're hilarious. My number one would have to be Hollow Knight. It's a brand new game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why it was like.
Wait, what's it on?
A PC only right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which
well,
is why you should play this.
Yeah.
Because it is, Chris, it is phenomenal. It is one of the best Metroidvania games I've ever played. Haven't beat it yet, a full disclosure.
I think it actually came up on some of the lists when I was like looking 100%
through.
100% definitely. Because again, when we go through these lists, we've been playing mm-hmm. for a really long time. Sometimes
yeah.
we have to pull up lists of just every type of game that came through.
Right.
So that we can see what's going on
yeah,
and remember what the fuck we played.
I couldn't remember a Shadow
like,
Complex.
I completely forgot that I played Axiom Verge.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I played that game. I played it on the PS4 and the Vita like a while ago. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I'll pay $12 to download it on the Switch and then play it again.
Yeah, you see it
yeah.
and then you remember the stuff. Because, yeah, I agree
yeah.
with you. I couldn't even remember Shadow Complex name. That's what I was, like, Googling here. I was just like, what the fuck? I know his name. It was made by, like, Silver Chair is a publisher, and
no, Silver Chair is a band.
I know it's actually Chair Productions, so I was close, but it was there. But
one of the ones that I did leave off of this list because it was another. I view it as a controversial. It was high up on a couple of lists, but I still think it's controversial. Is Odin Sphere?
Dude, Odin Sphere.
Controversial as far as whether it fits into the Metroidvania type. It's.
No, I wouldn't
really think that it is.
Beautiful game.
But I played it, and it was a fucking amazing game, and it was beautiful, like you said. It was a great game. But I was like, I don't know. I've got it written down, but it's not one that I'm like, I don't really think I want to put it on my top five for it.
No, because I mean, you are unlocking, but that exploration aspect's not really there.
Yeah,
there's only the...
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they kind of did it differently. Instead of an up and down, it was a 3D aspect.
Right.
So you went forward and backward and side to side, and there were a lot of aspects within that. It could theoretically be part of that, but I just don't think that it was good enough, or it was enough in the Metroidvania to be able to say this is a top Metroidvania game.
Close,
Salt and Sanctuary. The best fucking Metroidvania game ever.
Negative.
So what would top that then? Which one of those would top it?
I just told you, Hollow Knight. It actually is a Metroidvania game.
A brand new game that I have not been able to play because it's PC only.
Shadow Complex is a better Metroidvania pure game than Salt and Sanctuary.
Salt and Sanctuary is a fucking amazing game.
It's an amazing game.
How far did you play it?
I played it to, I want to say, the fifth boss.
Oh,
so I
well, that's still a good amount of playthrough for it.
Because I mean, I was only playing with your copy here, so.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't own the game, so that's why I can't talk too much to it.
Yeah.
But I do know that all my exploration was just based purely on exploration, and the weapons were just like, it wasn't like you had to have weapon X to get through door X. You had to have.
It was not like that.
Right, and but, that's what Metroidvania is.
The big thing about that is that it was very much a meld of a traditional RPG with a Metroidvania
right.
game.
And it's,
so yes, yeah, you are right on that.
Game.
It is a, it's more of a hybrid of the Metroidvania
right.
game.
And that's why I boo you and say you're wrong. You're wrong because reasons. The reason being, it's not the right fucking game.
It is. It is the right fucking game. In my opinion.
Yeah, whatever.
And my opinion may be shit. Who knows? So
let us know.
That doesn't really matter. Yeah. So we're doing a giveaway for Aperion Cyberstorm on Steam.
Right.
In case anybody would really like to play it, which Chris played it. I played it as well. Chris liked it a lot. He gave it an 8 out of 10.
It's super intense. It's super fun. It's a great game.
Drunk, man.
Oh my god, you're so drunk. Alright, so I played it. If you're going to play it on the Switch, it is not best in handheld mode.
Well, what are our codes for? It's
for Steam. It's perfectly fine. I'm just going to say that it's not best played on handheld. I've played it both handheld and TV. It's much better on TV than it is on handheld. There's just way too much going on. If you're like I was doing, playing it on a fucking plane.
And probably old as balls with old eyes, glasses.
No, I have to take the glasses off. I am nearsighted.
Yeah, so what? You still wear glasses?
You're perfectly clear right now. Chris is a little fuzzy.
Old balls. Motherfucker.
But so we have 5 copies of Aperion Cyberstorm.
Yeah.
So if you would like a copy of Aperion Cyberstorm.
Twin stick shooter. Blast.
Twin stick shooter. Total craziness. Insanity. Please either go to this particular article on our website, ibeatitfirst.com, and comment, or email jasonsafuckingcunt@ibeatitfirst.com.
Anything at ibeatitfirst.com would work.
Coont@ibeatitfirst.com.
I'll spell that.
COONT.
Good.
Coont. But you can also comment on this, or you can just send us a message on Facebook.
Reach out to us.
Notify us anyway. You know, just say, hey, I want a copy of Aperion Cyberstorm, and we'll be good.
Or say you guys are awesome, and we'll just give you a copy. We only have a few copies. How many do we have?
Five.
So, yeah, they'll go pretty fast. So, yeah, please hit us up. Let us know anywhere you can on the website, email, Facebook.
Say Jason's a bitch.
Whoever insults me the best gets their copy first.
So there you go. Yeah, there you go. So I'm totally done with that because fuck Jason. Yes. Jason's a fucking goddamn cock.
Sounds good.
Goddamn
coont. Coont?
I love you guys so much.
Oh, it's so great. I love being here with all of you. So in case you don't remember, Jason is here normally with me. He looks me dead in the eyes.
I'm with you always.
All the time. All the time. We have cyber stacks that connect to each other.
And we're ready
to
go. Ooh.
But Jason's normally here, and Chris is usually across the town. And he has apparently decided to drunk visit us for this recording.
Yes.
So if you have any questions or comments or anything about how Chris is too drunk, or I'm an idiot, or Jason's a fucking cock nobbler, you know, let us know. Yes. Facebook.com/IBeatItFirstCom. No, I'm staring at you because we haven't fixed that yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Twitter @IBeatItFirst. Instagram @IBeatItFirst. And IBeatItFirst.com.
IBiff.co.
IBiff.co, which is actually the more fun way to say it. IBiff.co.
.co.
Would anybody else like to say any last words?
I also have Jason.games. That goes to us too, I believe.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's also Jason Rules, Stupid Jason as well. There's a lot of few different ones. We've talked about the Stupid Jason one on the podcast before.
Yeah, it does as well.
Yeah.
Jason.rocks. I don't know if that goes to our website.
This is what happens when somebody works at GoDaddy, everybody. Yeah. Just so you know.
You buy domains.
Yeah, you buy domains, and then you get cheap-ass fucking hosting.
Hooray!
Hooray! All right. Thank you very much, and have a great 2 weeks.
Woo!